do have some notes with me because there's things I definitely want to.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show. And I'm so excited today that we have my good friend Lorraine Cohen here with us. And I just love Lorraine. And as you were listening before we went live, you know, we haven't really talked in a while. For, you know, it's been a busy time for me and for Lorraine, but she is back on our show again. Yay! So I'm so happy about that. So today with Lorraine, we're going to be talking about the missing key to health and healing. And for those of you that don't know Lorraine, she's been on our show at, you know, on the Awaken Happiness Now show, the Laura Canfield show, like, you know, everything that I've ever done, Lorraine has been a part of. And so, you know, so her story and her how she's been with us throughout the years has been so profound. We have these wonderful conversations, and so they're so Well, one of the things I love about Lorraine is like her integrity, you know, and how much she cares about people and about all of you. And she's very vulnerable and shares her story about whatever it is that's going on in her life as well as a testament to all of us that, you know what, sometimes it's not always fun, but there are so many tools and resources and healing and help and support that's available. And Lorraine is one of those people who is so talented and so gifted and capable and has these healing abilities. And some are, you know, newer, which, you know, to me, it's like, she started doing this in 2015, the transmitting these quantum energies. It's like, really? Wow, time flies so fast. I didn't realize it's like now 2018. But Lorraine is recognized for her soul power coaching, her cosmic heart quantum healing, and intuitive readings. And she, you know, she uses her highly attuned spiritual intuitive healing gift to dive deeply into self-love, to transmute past emotional wounds, into wisdom, compassion, and power to manifest her deepest fulfilling dreams in alliance with her soul calling. You can read the rest on the live page or in the email. But all in all, to say that Lorraine works with hundreds, if not thousands, of people, and you know, she's so committed to helping them and helping herself and sharing what she knows about in her wisdom about healing with all of us. So Lorraine, thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad that you are.
Well, I was really looking forward to our conversation today and the synchronicity, Alara, of where I've had some awarenesses and some profound shifts in my own life seem to be so synchronistic right now. So it worked out beautifully. So I'm excited to talk about some of what's been part of my experience, because I think that it's going to resonate with a lot of people, especially with so much that's happening on every level that's creating a lot of emotional upheaval. More and more people I see, and last week, 6 people that I know and heard about have been diagnosed with breast cancer. And you know that this has been a journey of mine for since 2012, because, you know, for those of us who realize that we are here to be part of shifting the consciousness, we are thorough in our experiences, and we are visible. And it is in our visibility that people can see the shifts happening with us, that hopefully inspires them and helps them to find their own strength and courage to be able to navigate these experiences. So we do it in front of you, and we do it so thoroughly so that we can be guides rather than map sellers.
We can be guides rather than what?
Map sellers.
Map sellers. Okay, cool. Love that. Yeah. And, you know, and for me, that's also about, you know what, we're being real and honest, and this is what's happening. And so maybe, you know, perhaps what some of what you have gone through and are still experiencing is something that can help someone else. Because, you know, yes, like you said, this you're, and you can talk about this in a few minutes, but this is, you know, you are going through like breast cancer diagnosis and all that stuff again, right? So for like the fourth time. And yep, you know, I'll be honest, when my mom had breast cancer the first time, that was hell, you know. It's like, I can't imagine again and again and again, you know, honestly. That was hell, just the one time. But people need to hear that, you know, even though you were receiving treatment and receiving that diagnosis the first time, the second time, the third time, the fourth time, you're still here.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You're still here, and you're using different modalities and different alternative treatments to continue, you know, being here with us and living with us and serving us.
Yes. And, you know, as we get into talking, some of what you just said, I'm going to expand on. It may even surprise you a little bit, mm-hmm. or not.
No, I'm definitely, you know, I mean, like, I'm just talking like in general right now, because I haven't, you know, yeah, we have some specific questions, but it's like, oh yeah, yeah. I gotta go find those.
You know, the story got even more interesting because I was in so much resistance. I was not in treatment. Mm. I was not in treatment. And so there were things that emerged from that that were so profound. I'm so excited, really, to share some of that. And I don't want to jump around because, it you know, it's all going to flow together.
Yeah.
But it has been, for me, the most profound experience in my life that has been full of so many blessings that one wouldn't necessarily associate with any kind of a life crisis, whether it doesn't have to be a cancer diagnosis. It could be any health challenge. It could be a relationship breakup, a death. It could be a financial catastrophe. It could be losing your home. Mm-hmm. There are things that break through our resistance that will come in whatever form can best get our attention to help us to access some of the things that we can't get to any other way. You know that I am a very strong woman. And I know that for me, last year, I think that you know, last year, I, with everything that I was doing, I'm kind of jumping into things now. So, you know, we'll just flow with that.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a lot of very smart things. My cat wants to be involved, so she just jumped on my lap. And I was making some very good choices. I was making lifestyle changes. I had gotten educated. I was doing a lot of really, really good things that I would coach somebody to go and do for themselves. And I was channeling the energy that we've started talking about that is just off the charts. My cat is being very affectionate right now. And I was getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting consistently worse until the point that I was pretty incapacitated. I was at a level of agony that I have never been at before. And as the pain got worse, I dug in harder and I brought more people onto my team. I was not working with the medical arena at all. I walked away from the medical arena in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I had, as you know, I had had two lumpectomies. They wanted me to do the traditional route. It wasn't right for me to do at the time. There's so much information out there with people going and using many different modalities. Not that I would say to anybody that using traditional medicine is the wrong path, but each of us is not a cookie cutter. We're guided to different things, and it wasn't right for me. And so I looked in other directions that were all, I would say, smart. They were healthy. And I watched my body get worse and worse and worse until, as I said, I was immobilized. I couldn't walk. I was in a level of agony that I have only hoped that I would never be in.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one night when I saw how bad it had gotten. It had gotten into my bones. And on some level, I knew that it had migrated into my bones. And I mean, I'm pretty good at facing things, but I just I didn't realize that I was in battle. I was walking around and saying, I'm not in resistance. I'm working with things. I'm in acceptance. And it was bullshit. And I literally had to bring myself down to my knees. I had to knock myself down. This was not done to me. I did this myself. And I don't say that as a victim. I say that as coming from such brilliance of knowing myself so well and being very, very thorough, that I had to get to a point where I could see the battle that I was in, and I was not in any surrender, that I had cut myself off from avenues that could help me, that I hadn't even been willing to explore. Mm-hmm. Whether they were right for me or not, I had slammed the door. And I had literally been systematically crippling myself until I got to a point where I was in so much pain, I was so exhausted, that I remember one night, and this is something that many, many people, many teachers will not admit, I asked God to kill me. Mm-hmm. I remember that night I was on my knees, I was sobbing, and I said, I can't live like this. I've done enough. Please just bring me home. Mm-hmm. Please just kill me. I had a will in place. I had everything in place. I didn't have a plan. I'm a psychotherapist, so if I had a plan, I wouldn't tell anybody, because, you know, I know what has to happen with that. And I wanted to just not wake up. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I gave, literally, I said, take my life, take everything, just please put me out of this, just please kill me. And I had this incredible awareness of clarity, of seeing that it took coming to that place of surrender and seeing how much I was in battle to begin to reach out and ask for help, and see that as long as I was continuing in that vein, I was not living from a place of love. I was living from arrogance. Mm. Arrogance. I was watching my clients, with the work that I was doing with them, have pain relief in a matter of hours. I was working with people who were recovering faster than ever and covering blocks that they couldn't get to and releasing them. And a friend of mine having a severe car accident and working with her and her refusal to go to the emergency ward and having her, the symptoms, working with the symptoms and having them disappear, and the, you know, all of the damage that was done to her body starting to repair. And you don't think that that made me think, look at what the hell I'm doing and I'm able to do. I can surely work with this. And when I realized that I was getting worse, it caused me to doubt and to wonder and to feel some fear, because I hadn't really felt fear, that maybe this was bigger than me. Maybe this was more powerful than me and I needed help. And so once I started to move in that direction, everything started to shift. Everything mm-hmm. broke open. And I'm not in pain, and I am working with the medical arena in ways that feel right for me. I felt into everything, and the experience actually became one of fascination, because I realized that it was so much more than me. And I know you get this, you know. Mm-hmm. You find yourself on a journey, you make some decisions, and as you're interacting with people, you see that you're touching lives, your very presence is changing the energy. As I walk through the center, which happens to be one of the most renowned medical centers in the entire nation, is the one that I go to. It's 20 minutes from my house. Mm-hmm. I mean, the things that lined up were just jaw-dropping. Mm-hmm. You couldn't miss it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I opted to go ahead and do radiation. I felt into it. I changed the whole energy of the experience. I reframed it completely. I had no side effects whatsoever. I didn't go into fight. I was actually found the whole thing really interesting. It was absolutely fascinating. And
what a shift.
Yes.
And this totally different.
One of the things that was really wild with this, Alara, is you would think that in the shape that I was in, that I would not be able to be doing work with people or be channeling a high level energy. What happened was when I finally stopped fighting, I broke open to a new level of healing energy that I couldn't access before, because all of what was coming my way was hitting like a 20-car pileup.
Yeah.
And I was the one who caused the pileup. It wasn't until I started moving things aside and really dealing and owning with things that everything broke open, and it hasn't stopped breaking open. It's been...
That's magical.
It has been. It really has been. I know that for somebody who may be dealing with a challenge right now, like a health crisis, how this may seem, how is this possible that you can walk through an experience like this? I'm here to tell you, it is not only possible, it's happening with so many people I'm working with. It's happening with me. It's happening as I'm watching and observing people walking through their own experiences. Everything is changing. It is the new paradigm.
So question. What exactly is the new paradigm? Is it that you have to get to that point where you finally say, and we've had this conversation before about surrendering and giving up and the difference between the two. But, you know, when you're saying to God, just take me, I'm done. Just take me. Is that surrender or is that giving up, or is that giving up that resistance and giving up that fight? What is that?
It's all of it. You know, to get to a point where of such exhaustion, mm-hmm. Where you're kind of just laid out flat, and you're saying in one way, I cannot live like this anymore. It reminds me of when Eckhart Tolle talked about years ago, he got to a point when he was sitting on that bench and he said, I cannot live like this anymore. And he had a massive awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different for each person. For me, it was really looking at going into a place of inquiry, of really deep inquiry. And when I say, I remember I had been lying on the ground and working with the earth to pull some of the pain out of my body. And I got up very, very slowly, and lying on the ground was excruciating for me. And as I got up, I had this thought, I feel like a cripple. And for me, you know me, for me to feel that way is like, kill me now. Just please kill me now.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I have crippled myself in so many ways by the rules, by the doors that I've closed. I mean, here I'm saying that I'm open to things, but I these blind spots and these shadow places are very subtle. They can be very elusive. They can be very convincing. You know, when we don't want to do something, we can find lots of ways to get out of doing it, and we can rationalize it and get people on board. And it's still, when you look at it closely, it's still resistance. It can look like compliance, and sometimes there is a strength that comes from really digging in, when in actuality, what we're doing is we're increasing the resistance against us rather than using the energy to help us to stand strong and move through. Mm-hmm. So in that moment of absolutely letting go, I had made peace with whatever happens. Even though I was asking God to take my life, I was surrendering the fight. I was surrendering and moving into, I don't know. I've done everything that I know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've reached out to people. I don't know. So now I give myself over to you. Whatever happens, happens, because you are the only one that can either take me or save me.
Beautiful.
I cannot do this anymore. And I can't tell you at that time that I had that level of clarity. I was in too much pain. Mm-hmm. I was really, you know, was I asking to be, to die, to be reborn? I've certainly walked through that dark night many times. at that point, I didn't even care whether I could be reborn anymore. I just needed relief. Mm-hmm. And no matter where I went, if I was working with a healer, any healing that that healer was attempting to do with me was hitting that 20 car pileup. All it did was put me in more pain. Mm-hmm. You think I understood it at the time? I didn't. Mm-hmm. Until it got so bad that finally the clarity broke through. And I could sense my team saying, hallelujah, now she understands. Wow. At least she understands more. So from that point, I stepped into a place of inquiry and I started to question all of the assumptions that I had. Like, I remember standing in the kitchen and thinking, as I was starting to feel better, even before I saw the doctors, I started to experience a turnaround, because the more you resist, the more pain you place yourself in. So once I stopped resisting and went into curiosity, mm-hmm. I was already starting to experience a relief.
Yeah.
And so I'm standing in the kitchen, and I'm thinking, thank you, God. I think I'm going to be okay. And then I stopped and I realized, what does that mean? I've already assigned a meaning to it, and I don't even know what that means. So it became fascinating for me to look at how many times I thought I knew something and didn't come back into that place of open curiosity that I was already attaching to. So what that means is, without realizing it, I'm going to feel stronger, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that, I'm going to be perfectly well. And I had to look at, what if I don't feel better? I need to make peace with that. And so there was so much that was going on during that time in those months.
That's powerful.
Very, very powerful. Very powerful. Some of the greatest learnings of my life was during that time. How to really trust myself more deeply, to see how loved I really am, the unconscious resistance of doing it my way or the highway, mm-hmm. and also approaching that with anger. All of the good things that I was doing was still very smart. And had I not been doing some of those things, I don't even know what kind of shape I would have been in last year. Mm-hmm. Just looking at some of the deeper layers of repressed rage and unforgiveness I was holding towards myself, towards my mother, towards why did I not get enough information at the time and just rushed into the first lumpectomy and had to forgive myself for that? Because there's a cascade effect when you start to interrupt your body. And then looking back and saying, everything that I have experienced is part of my purpose. So did I make a mistake? No. How do I know? Right? And,
there are no mistakes, just choices.
They're all choices. And knowing when you need to reach for help and when you have everything that you need, and to trust yourself that you don't have to always go running to external sources to build up your own confidence in your own capacity. So there's a balance of awareness of knowing when and letting your spirit guide you and the subtleties of your ego in resistance. So it was and has been an extraordinary and profound experience, really, since last March. Of wow. all the years of working with this, last March until now has catapulted me, I think, years in my consciousness. Mm. Years.
Awesome.
Decades, maybe. I don't know.
And even that, for all of us, what a blessing and a gift that is. Because now that you're more into questions and, not going to conclusions, per se, and not going into projections and expectations of what is going to be, and now it's more like, okay, what is this, and what is going on, right? And asking questions about that and being in that state of questioning and inquiry and wonder, it just opens up your whole life to different possibilities.
Yes. And also knowing when to stop asking questions and mm-hmm. simply to be exactly where you're at, because sometimes in the asking of the questions is another agenda. I'm asking questions because I really want to get rid of this. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking questions so that I can find out what I can do in order to shift this experience. So we need to learn how to be fully present with something instead of always trying to get rid of something, because there is a gift in the experience. That's why we've got it. so many people will run to, let's say, a healer, in order to have that healer take away mm-hmm. something that they don't want to work with. And then they'll come back and feel frustrated. Why didn't this healing work? If there is a piece in it for your soul's growth and your experience that is part of your being able to help another, that is not going to be taken from your experience. You need to have that in order for your own journey, your own transformation. A healing experience can assist you, but if you're going for the pure purpose of avoiding your own growth, it will not happen.
Mm.
And so many people don't get that.
Hmm. Well, can you really avoid your own growth? I mean, and isn't every experience, you know, a gift? There's always something to learn. There's always some awareness to get, right?
There's always some awareness. I think that one of the missing, you know, another missing piece is to get clear on what your real agenda is. What, you know, like for me to come and realize that it was all about arrogance, all the things that I did, you know, we're talking about the missing key. The mm-hmm. missing key is self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Really understanding at the deepest and core level what it means to truly love yourself, not in some of the superficial ways or some of the ways that we're used to talking about it, is that I realized that the good things that I were doing, they were smart, they were healthy, were they always for the purpose of truly loving myself? No. Most of it was to win.
Right.
And when you're coming from a place of winning, that's not about loving yourself. That's mm-hmm. all masculine battle energy swinging a sword. That's yeah. not coming from the divine feminine. That's not about being fierce. That is about going to war.
Yeah, and that's just about being right. I'm right.
Yeah. And I watch me. Oh, yeah, watch me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've all had that from time to time. You know, we've all experienced that from time to time.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
No question. But the whole self-love piece, again, that is, you know, that's a huge piece. And you're right. We're not loving ourselves. You know, it doesn't matter how many times we say in the mirror, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love myself. That's not it.
One of the things that I want to say is a person does not have to be at a level of mastery in order to master self-love in order to love themselves. What I'm talking about is going into those deeper levels. There are levels and layers of self-love that have to do with personal integrity, mm-hmm. keeping agreements, reaching out when you need to get some help, the way you think and you talk to yourself, the way you carry your body. There are so many pieces. It's much more than getting rest and eating well and exercising. Mm-hmm. All of that is part of it, but there are so many other deeper pieces that people don't understand, and without continuing to look into some of those misunderstandings, and some of those shadow places, we're also cutting ourselves off from a level of healing because we don't let the love in. Mm-hmm. It could be we don't feel that we're deserving, or we may think that we're letting the love in. We're also, for those who are on a path of ascension, you are not going to get there if you don't love yourself, because that is the gateway, because that is one of the things that separates us from our soul, from our divinity. And like I said, we don't have to be masterful with it, but we need to be willing to really look into some of those blind spots and shadow places much more deeply to bring in and expand the opening of our heart. That's so much of what I've learned in working with this cosmic heart energy, because I didn't really understand exactly what I was starting to channel, because it's new on the planet, and it's all about opening the heart. It's all about connecting with God's heart. That's mm-hmm. what I'm channeling, is God's heart.
And so a lot of people may not even know what self-love is.
That's right. Yes.
Right. So can you talk a little bit about that and what that looks like for you?
Well, you know, I wrote down a question and I wanted to ask you, what does self-love mean to you? And how do you embody self-love in your life? I would.
Mm-hmm. I asked first.
And I'm turning it around because, you know, it's so easy for me to give answers to things. Mm-hmm. So would you be willing to play with me and tell me what that means for you?
What self-love means for me? Okay, so, wow, that's a tough one. I'll be honest. You know, it's like when you really look at loving yourself, what that means is,
to the level of your understanding, because there are deeper layers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so for me, personally, self-love is about accepting myself as I am, meaning not judging myself, mm-hmm. right? Allowing myself to be, however that is. Those are the two big things, acceptance and allowance for me, and mm-hmm. not judging myself. And I don't know, I'm sure there's more, but
yeah.
Those are two big ones. And so obviously I have problems with those myself, I'll be honest, you know. Well, I'm not a self-love guru, that's for sure.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I have been asked to be a self-love expert on so many different telesummits. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that as much as any of us teach it, we're still so much in the process of learning about it as we discover and uncover more and more about ourselves. So yes, the getting rest and accepting yourself as you are, that in itself has so many different layers to it, mm-hmm. because the more that we get to learn about ourselves, the more we can stand in judgment and criticism because of all of the things that we've been taught to think and believe about what's a good feeling, what's a good aspect, and all the ways in which we have been accepted or felt rejected in our lives that keeps us in separation. So one of the examples, you know, I talk about integrity. Mm-hmm. And integrity is one of my core values. And mm-hmm. one of the ways of really looking at self-love is, what are your core values? What do you really stand for and what do you stand on? And how do you demonstrate that in your life, no matter what is happening in your life, especially if you bump up against the resistance of others. And so that's like one example. So mm-hmm. as I looked at saying, I'm being very self-loving in the choices that I'm making, and here I was in this deep denial of wanting to win, and being the choices that I was making was not in alignment, it was not in integrity with my value of self-love, because I wasn't doing many things out of self-love. I was doing it from a place of anger. Mm-hmm. I was doing it from a place of guilt and arrogance. Those are not loving energies because they were against myself. And they cost me mobility. They cost me peace of mind. They cost me a lot of money. They cost me myself in many, many ways, because on many different levels, we know when we're in opposition with our heart. And so I had to really look at, where am I in misalignment? Where am I saying one thing and doing another? Where am I breaking my agreements? Where am I not setting boundaries? Where am I bullshitting myself? Where am I doing things that I know is not kind? Where am I still holding on to unforgiveness, harboring against myself? One of the things, you know, I've shared in the past that I saw a connection between my mother's death and something that had happened between my mother and I and when I was in my late 20s, that I was harboring a very deep hatred towards myself because of something that had happened in that conversation, that I felt that I had betrayed my mother and had been festering. That really resonated with me. There was a point last year that I recognized a piece that, again, related to my mother, that was devastating for me to recognize. Because when my mother was diagnosed with leukemia, and years before when she had when we had had this conversation and she had disclosed, feeling that she was deeply unhappy. And she said that she didn't love my father anymore and she felt trapped and I wasn't able to really be there to support her. So last year, when I was in extreme agony, what came out of my mouth was, "You coward. You coward." Mm-hmm. "You wouldn't even go where I've been willing to go. What did you do? You got sick and you left me. You left everybody." And I screamed. And I have to tell you, that was devastating because I adore my mother. To think that I felt that way and the energy that came pouring out and the shift that I experienced because I told the truth. I didn't even know that that was there. Mm-hmm. How dare I feel that way towards my mother? She couldn't have done that. But there was a part of me that didn't care because I did it and she should have. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those wow moments, Alara. And I could feel this deep release. And I couldn't have gotten to it any other way at that time because I was in so much pain. And I asked myself, what is it that I will not see? And it came so fast. I was talking to a friend of mine. I said, I don't even want to say it. I don't want to say it. Mm-hmm. Because I have so much shame about feeling this way. And when I said it, I just sobbed. And the energy that broke open mm-hmm. was magnificent.
Yeah, that's powerful. And so that energy was, trapped inside you. And it was like kind of holding stuff together. But yes. you had to have that awareness, that realization, and see that truth so that you could release it. And so then healing could take place.
And then, of course, it opened up some more inquiry. Mm-hmm. What else might I be harboring towards my mother? And then I needed to forgive myself for feeling that way towards my mother. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it was a beautiful unraveling. And I watched how some of the deep pain was starting to lessen. So mm-hmm. there was so much going on. I literally had to take a step back. I went into sabbatical for close to 3 months. Mm-hmm. I went into deep inquiry with my soul. I let a lot of balls drop. I stepped back because I needed to be with me and I needed to get much more real so that I could emerge stronger or mm-hmm. not stronger. I didn't know. Yeah. I just knew that absolutely had to happen. And that's when I brought in the medical and watch what was happening with that. Within 90 days, by the end of December, when I started in September, I was in still very, very bad shape. By the end of September, with some of the choices that I had made medically and all of the work that I was doing inside and working with this new energy, the turnaround in my body was so dramatic that my doctor's jaw dropped. They could not believe what had happened. The tumors had shrunk. Some of the symptoms that had shown had almost completely disappeared. My bones were starting to heal. They were stumped and excited. And as we've continued, they are, every time I walk in, they're just smiling. Because what we're doing is a good combination. And I feel so grateful for all of this. And then on the last new moon, not the one that just passed, I was talking to a dear friend of mine and she said to me, "With all that you have done, why aren't you completely healed?" And I stopped because here was the next blind spot. Mm-hmm. And she said, "May I tell you what I think?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "You have not fully accepted your health, and you have not loved the cancer." I used to, but after 6 years, I got tired of loving it. Mm-hmm. And so what became very clear to me was I wrote a love letter to cancer. And I wrote it on the full moon, 4 pages. And I told the truth. I actually shared it in my group. And one of the things that I wrote was, why would anybody want to love you because you're a murderer. Why should I love you? Mm-hmm. And I just let everything that I felt, I just let it rip and let my words. And then I said, and let me now tell you how you have been the greatest blessing in my life. And I could feel the tears, and I wrote pages of all of the gifts and blessings and transformation that has occurred through this process. And I called a truce and I said, be with me, leave, whatever. It's time to put the sword down. And I extended my hand in friendship and I said to it, I can't honestly say that I can love you completely now, but I am open to embrace you with appreciation and gratitude and work towards loving you as I can and welcome you and let us move forward in friendship. And so Things have now busted open even more.
And I have to say, that alone is so powerful that you did that. And I don't know, it's not a blanket thing that everybody should just do this. I mean, you have to feel that within you. It has to come from you when you're doing it. Otherwise, it's just, it's partial, you know.
It's not an exercise.
It's not an exercise. No.
It's not a technique. I got that message from my soul. You must do this. And then I called a friend of mine and I said, I need somebody to hear me read this. And I read it and I cried. Mm-hmm. And I put the letter outside on my porch under the moon with some gemstones I was guided to put. Mm-hmm. And it's on my altar. It is not. I was guided not to burn it or rip it up. It's not that I'm holding on to it. It's a victory for me. Mm. It's a huge victory. And when I'm coaching and counseling people through different challenges, health challenges, where there's blind spots and emotional stuff, you know, it's not cookie cutter. It's all meeting people where they are and having a broad enough toolbox so that you can hear and tune into what may be supportive. So it becomes a collaborative journey. It's not one of getting rid of anything. It's one about being in this place of curiosity, because many, many people are light bearers. And if you don't know how to travel that terrain, you cannot be of help and guidance to somebody who needs your help because you have not dared to go there and completely been totally vulnerable to the experience and let it take you places that you could not go any other way unless you are a willing participant.
Mm. Yeah, I love that.
And I will tell you, I was not strong the whole time. Yeah. I wasn't. I was messy. I was combative. I was brilliant. I was exhausted. I was everywhere. Mm-hmm. That's the journey.
But you know, the thing is, even though this is not a technique, you know, you're still an inspiration to somebody else who may hear this or watch this and know that, hey, you know what? Something else is possible. Maybe if I did do that, even if it's just a little bit, even if I were able to bare my soul a little bit and be a little bit vulnerable, you know, that's a step.
It's a starting point. And, you know, like in the last week, I had gotten a call from a very dear friend of mine, and she said, one of the people in my community was just diagnosed with an aggressive cancer and she's freaking out. Will you talk to her? And I said, of course. It was on a weekend. I don't usually work on a weekend, but of course I'm going to talk to her. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to her and was invited to be on her journey. She is going a traditional route. I totally support her. And you know, because if you believe that something will help you, it will. If you don't believe that, what you believe is a very, very powerful force in being able to walk through any kind of a situation. And so, you know, we're doing a combination of coaching and looking in some past life and giving her tools to build on her own toolbox. And we're going to do some of the very deep energy healing work. And she is going to walk through this and be a testament. She already knows intuitively mm-hmm. that there is a purpose. for this in the next phase of who she is being called to be. And her inner child is scared, of course. So that's going to be another place that we're working is with the inner child. Because that's also, I mean, I started doing that work in the late 1980s. So my point is, everybody's process is individual, as you know. There are definitely places that we build the foundation on self-love, the foundation with the connection with your own spirit and your own guidance and making practical changes. All of that is part of that. And then building that person to a place where they can begin to dive deeper. That was something that I learned when I was working as an addictions counselor, and I was running 6 groups a week, and I was, I mean, working with people who had the guts to go really, really deep. And I never took anybody into those deeper places until I worked on building their internal foundation so that they had something solid or more solid that they could build on, so that when they uncovered and pulled that veil up, they had something stronger to stand on, so they didn't fall into what it is that they were looking to heal. That's a missing piece that I think with a lot of people is shoring up, just like a house. Mm-hmm. You're going to reinforce the places so that you are strong enough to weather the storms of life and to continue to go back and to reinforce those places, because every time we move into higher states of consciousness, there is more clearing to be done. And mm-hmm. we're not just clearing and healing for ourselves. Many of us are doing it for humanity. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to be building in that balance of taking care of ourselves and self-love so that we can show up not only for ourselves, but for the people that we care about.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting how, you know, you're talking about your story and all the different tools and resources and, you know, modalities that you work with and are working with. I have a client who also, you know, she had, because it's now in remission or gone or whatever, had cancer. And, you know, she was doing all sorts of different things as well. And when she first, you know, when I first started working with her, because we worked for like a couple of months together, and she asked me about this cancer, and I was like, well, you know what? I don't see it. You know, I don't see it. But she did all sorts of different things, and she was open, right? Open to different points of view, different ways of looking at things, and just being with it, you know, and instead of the resistance, right? Instead of fighting it,
being with it. That's the thing. Being with whatever.
Yeah.
Once you are that way, then everything is possible. You know, this is one of the reasons why I had said to my body, stay or go. I'm at peace. Mm-hmm. I don't think about it. I'm grateful for how much stronger my body has gotten. I'm grateful for every moment. I am grateful it literally has opened my heart and opened my eyes and brought me to places that I am. So many things have left. So many fears have fallen aside. Mm-hmm. I've never felt not just more physically stronger, but more stronger within myself and that connection that I have with my own divinity and my soul is so much deeper than ever. And that was a craving of mine.
Yeah.
And I don't have regrets about this. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like if somebody says, well, you know, do you believe that this was part of your purpose? Well, I mean, it's here. would I have, you know, did I choose to come in to have this experience? I don't know. You know, people have said to me many times, I see you as a way shower. You're here to help change the consciousness of cancer. I can see that. I can absolutely see that. Why
now,
does one person
now?
Yes. Why does one person seem to heal and another person doesn't? Because we're here for different things. Mm-hmm. We're not all experiencing things the same way. And the forms that things take are different. So once we start getting into comparisons, we diminish and we start labeling and putting judgments on our experience that doesn't give us the full picture, and we need to be okay with not fully understanding it. But yeah. As I see the synchronicities of things, of like threads, like a tapestry coming together, I am in awe.
Yeah, I love that. And what else, you know, what else is going to come forward, and what else is going to come to your awareness to be released as you release it? And as I get yes. more aha moments, you know,
right.
And that's the thing. It's like, sometimes we don't know what the purpose of the cancer is, what the purpose of the health crisis is, but if anything, it's to bring you back to who you are, and that real, and that awareness of loving yourself regardless of what's going on.
Yes. And the gifts from the experience that enhance our own lives, that our soul benefits from, and from the lives that we touch. Mm-hmm. And to, for me, I really step back from labeling and calling myself a this or a that. I'm having a breast cancer experience. That's not me denying the semantics of something. I am not my body. I am not my thoughts. You know, for those of us on this journey, we understand that we are more than our physical experiences, and we're navigating this physical plane. Mm-hmm. So I know at the deepest level that I'm a perfect reflection of God, and therefore I am whole and complete. My body is catching up with that idea. To what extent, I don't know. I'm grateful for every moment and every opportunity that I have to learn and grow, because every experience is a learning, a growth, and a healing, an opportunity. If you look at that way, from that lens, then you'll never feel victimized by anyone or anything.
Mm-hmm. Because you're not a victim. Absolutely.
Not a victim. No. You can feel like one, but that doesn't make you one. You can feel powerless, but it doesn't make you powerless. Mm. You have to be willing to go and dare to look in some of those shadow and blind spots. If there's something there that's important, you it will find you. It will be relentless. You will not sidestep it. Mm-hmm. That time is over.
Mm-hmm. Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, I get it.
So because it is, as we continue to rise, all of that stuff that is on a deeper, dense level, we're out of sync. Mm-hmm. And we will feel it. It may show up in many different forms, and one of the ways that it will get our attention is through pain.
Mm-hmm. And that could be physical, emotional, mental, you know, every
yes.
type of spiritual pain, you know, every type
yes.
of pain. Yeah.
And everything is interrelated. So if you're looking at a health situation and you're looking at it from a singular perspective of only your physical body,
no.
We are mind, body, spirit. You have to bring all of the bodies into it, mm-hmm. because everything is interrelated. You can't just work one area without looking at everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Good point. Thank you.
We have really covered a lot in an hour, haven't we?
I know.
Oh my God.
A lot.
I've covered every question I asked you to ask me.
Yep. That's so cool. So I wanted to, like, we are going to do, or you're going to do, some transmission of some healing energies, right?
Yes.
In a few minutes. But before that, I wanted to just quickly talk about the special offer package that you have for us, and because I know that afterwards, when we do the healing, or when you do the healing, we're not
yes.
going to really want to talk about very much after that.
Got that right. So yes, I really wanted to keep it simple, and that yep. is that there may be many people who are going to listen to this recording who are dealing with some physical ailments or some emotional blocks. So this is a full 15 to 20 minute energy transmission with me and my team. I'm going to be channeling a remote session with people. It'll flow for 24 hours, and it will help to relieve pain. Whatever it is that's going on, it's going to be working with your body on every level. And I'm channeling from the cosmic heart. I'm literally channeling God's breath. This is what's been explained to me. And so I'm going to be focused. That person will be lying down when I lie down, and I will be transmitting the energy through my body to that person, and whatever assistance, the energy is alive, it's intelligent, they will get support. And in addition to that, they will get a 20-minute conversation with me afterwards to debrief their experience. And I oftentimes get insights to be able to layer their experience to help them to see where they may have some blind spots. So This is the kind of work that I'm doing with many people. And I wanted, that was so weird to see you do that. It was like, oh my God, did my computer just go down? Yes, so this is not something that I typically offer. And so you can see some of the testimonials of people. So if you're ready for a breakthrough, one of the women who is listening is also getting a full session from me tonight. Hi, Gail, you're getting a full session. So when you lie down to go to sleep, it is coming to you. And so this is another opportunity to actually get another session and also be able to speak with me, which is something that I really felt I needed to add to this, because sometimes there are questions, and this way you'll have some one-to-one time with me to help to just debrief from the session. So it's my favorite offer, and I really hope people take advantage of it. It's available through Sunday, and then it's gone. I don't know that I'm ever going to bring it back.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. And so we're going to experience the quantum healing energies today on the call, on the show,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Not really quantum, you know. I just call it that because there's no name for it.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So
are we ready for that?
Well, I was just going to ask really quickly first before we did that was if anybody had any questions or any comments, you can unmute yourself or you can type in the chat about everything that we've talked about today.
I'm definitely curious to hear where any of this landed with people.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like, you know, if you have a health crisis or not, but you know, the stuff that we talked about, the self-love, the resistance to whatever is going on in your life, the sometimes even the ahas, and especially that piece about sending that love letter to cancer. It's like,
yeah,
you know, that's huge, you know? So,
yeah. I can also tell you that this has been such a wake up call for me that, you know, I've got a group on Facebook called Create Your New Health Story, and I do a lot of work with people in there. I'm going to be doing a 3-week challenge with people in the group where I'm going to coach them through some basics of self-love. And then I am really feeling guided to come back to some of the self-love work that I've done in the past and open up a program again where I can really work with people more deeply on some of these layers to help people open up their heart and to do some deeper healing. So that's coming in the very near future.
Awesome.
Feels cool. Like it's time, really, really time. Okay. And missing.
Missing, yeah.
Yeah, really missing.
Okay, so if there's no questions, then we're going to go right into the healing because I'm I'm looking forward to it. It's been a while.
Well, it's had several upgrades, okay? So even a couple of minutes is very powerful. And what I would say is if you think, what is the name of the group? The name of the group is Create Your New Health Story, and it's on Facebook. So if you just type that in, you'll see the link. And if you still have difficulty, just message me on Facebook and I'll send you the link, Mary. Thank you for asking. Right, so this energy, as I said, has had several upgrades. And so for some people who may think that they're not sensitive, that they don't feel energy, I assure you that if you are open to receive this energy, you will get it.
So Melissa just raised her hand.
Oh, okay.
So Melissa, I'm going to unmute you. I'm assuming you would like to ask a question. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Sitting in the car.
I am. here, I'll take off. Here's my handicap sticker. So I was going to be asking.
Yeah.
With something that a doctor did that kind of in my knee took out too much meniscus. Does this work? Could it work for something like, you know, rebuilding things, or is that too much to ask?
No, it's actually not too much to ask. So I'm going to answer it this way. When I went to my team, when I had the last upgrade, and I said, can you explain to me exactly what this energy is capable of doing? And they said, it's capable of anything. And of course, I said, well, can you give me some, for instance? And they said, experiment for yourself. So I will tell you what I am doing. I have my team every night doing stem cell therapy infusions to my bones. I have asked them to work on my spinal column and my pelvic bones to help rebuild. Now, that doesn't mean that I am not involved in my process doing other things. That also means that I'm working with a bone strengthener and I'm looking at my food, but I have them working on rebuilding and regenerating because we are capable of doing that. And I firmly believe that this energy is capable of doing anything. And I'll give you another, for instance, which blew my mind. So there is a woman in one of my groups who I didn't even know that she had been pretty much immobilized. She was just pushing her way through her life. And she was very well versed on a lot of different healing modalities, had done a lot of work. So she wasn't new at this. And she came to me and she said, I have been told that I'm supposed to do some work with you. And I said, fine. So I did one session with her, and she's very much in touch with her body. And she emailed me afterwards, and she said, miraculous. I said, what? She started writing down how her body was being rebuilt. I said to her, my mouth dropped. I had never heard of this before. She said that my team was using the energy to do surgery on her body. I said, really? She gave me a list and she said, this isn't even a complete list. So she came back for a second session and she then said, this is what else is happening. I said to her, how do you know all this is happening? She said, I am so in tune with my body, I'm able to measure things. I'd never talked to anybody like that before. So I was fascinated. I mean, just looking at the list of her third eye opening to 63% and her ability to walk where she couldn't walk before, after two sessions, she said she was being brought here and she was aware of different things. She was feeling the surgical procedures happening. I mean, when I think about this, I'm just like, holy shit. So she said, I feel like a new person. I feel like I'm in a new body. So anything, I think anything is possible. Another friend of mine, I started to talk about this, was in a very serious car accident. She was rear-ended by a woman texting at 45 to 50 miles an hour. How she walked out of that car, we don't know. Severe concussion, really, really bruised. And she called me within 10 minutes of the accident, and I started working with her. She didn't have any insurance at the time. She didn't want to go into the hospital or anything. So for months, I worked with her to keep her functioning, to be able to go to work. We got the swelling down. I also started adding neurosurgeons to my team. Bring in neurosurgeons, add them to the team. Whoever it is I'm working with, I start adding people who have crossed over to work with Raphael and all the other members who have joined my team. And so she started experiencing neurological shifts because she was having memory loss. Not to say that she still didn't need to go to a doctor, but she was functioning in ways that she couldn't before. So when you ask that question, I think anything is possible. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And if you look at some of Dr. Joe Dispenza's work, he also was in a car accident many, many, many years ago, and several of his vertebrae were shattered. He rebuilt his spine by using the power of his mind. So is this possible to regenerate? You better believe it. I totally believe it. And I'm working on that right now.
Living from the heart.
Isn't that exciting?
That's fantastic.
Now, I certainly will not promise anything to anyone, but I don't know. But what I do know that we are starting to tap into things that is bringing us back to capacities that we were able to do in other lifetimes. And right. The energy that I'm working with, if they tell me that it's limitless, and you know, of course, I mean, I work with body on with people on how to work with the energy, but I think I'm going to see if I can start regrowing and bring back some of the lymph nodes that were taken out.
Wow. Yes. Right.
I'm not attached to it, but I'm just going into it. What if this is possible? And this is the kind of energy that I'm working with that other people are bringing through. Who says it's not possible? Our bodies are capable of so much more than we realize. And every single cell of our body is this intelligence of life force energy that is continually renewing, restoring, and regenerating itself all of the time. And the energies that are coming down on the planet are very regenerative.
That's fantastic to hear.
Yeah. Believe it. Believe it. Hold that belief. The fact that it's even crossed your mind, I would say, is an indication of perhaps your soul saying, don't close doors to these things. There are doorways of possibilities to things that have been beyond our even imagination are happening now. If you look at some of the innovation that people are coming up with, it's pretty mind-blowing.
Great. So when we're receiving this energy, this group energy we're about to do, we focus on what we want to send it to or regrow or heal?
Well, you're going to get about a minute or two, so it's not like a regular session, but I will tell you that a minute or two is the same level of energy when I'm doing a regular session. So so my team has heard what you want. They already know. And this energy is intelligent. This is, again, just imagining that I'm opening a door for you to get energy directly from God. This is,
thank you.
I truly believe. And you're getting the purest energy of the cosmic heart, which is God's breath. So the energy is intelligent. It's going to go to whatever part of your body needs it initially the most. And since you have a desire and a willingness for your body to regenerate, that is what the intention is. Now, I don't know that you're going to necessarily notice anything, but everything that you have just said has been heard.
Great. Thank you.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Melissa.
And I welcome feedback. I always want to hear feedback from people. And the other thing that I want to tell you is, when I'm doing healing work with people, I always tell them that sometimes things get worse before they get better. There can be different thoughts and emotions that get kicked up. This is all part of the process. Mm-hmm. So when people are working with me more closely, I have to remind them of that, because they may come to me the following day and say, I felt really sick and I'm going, terrific, you're releasing. And they go, oh yeah, right. So always really hold that in your mind, that when you're doing any kind of deep healing work, the last place that your body releases is physically, or, things are going to show up in your life that are going to match what you're processing. So
yes,
so got important to remember that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Totally. And
I want to thank you for stopping your car and wanting to catch this live.
Oh, yes.
And asking a question. Thank you.
That was a good one. That was a really good one.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Melissa. I'm just going to check and see if Franny had a question, because she was going off and on quite a bit. So I just want to make sure. Franny, did you have a question? You're still there. There you are. Franny, did you have a question? Did you want to unmute and ask a question? No. Okay. So yes, Renetta, the energy will go where it's required. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Wonderful. Okay. All right, so I think we're good. You're muted, Lorraine. Maybe I muted you by accident, who knows, when I was trying to mute Melissa.
Well, no wonder I was talking and you kept talking. Don't do that. Don't unmute. Don't mute me. I have so much to say.
Yeah.
So, yes, this energy does not need anybody's assistance to help it along. In fact, in trying to help it along, you could get in the way, okay, to be smarter than this energy, okay? This is another thing I tell people. Be open to receive. That's all you need to do. So what I'm going to do is, before I transmit this energy, I'm just going to ask my team to just clear everybody's energies of any low vibrations, any entities, any attachments, any imprints, anything that may block receiving the purity of this transmission on all levels completely. I'm going to ask that my team assist in grounding everybody's energies to Mother Earth. Thank you. And if there is anything else that I haven't asked you all to do in my team that would create the clearest receiving of this energy, if you would just go ahead and do that. Thank you. And I'm going to seal this experience in a bubble of God's love. I like to work with my fire dragon, so I'm going to ask the fire dragons to put a ring of fire around this healing so that it is received in its purity. So I'm going to be silent. We're going to stream this for about 2 minutes. You may be starting to feel this energy already, because as soon as I set the intention, it starts coming through. You might start yawning, as Alara is, because she's already feeling the energy and starting to release. And now I'm just going to open it wider. Feel a lot of vibration in my heart center. Might feel tingling, might feel warm, might feel cold. You might see colors like rainbows. Energy is still streaming. Within this energy is also sacred geometry codes, which are the building blocks of creation. Definitely feel the energy in the solar plexus, sacral. Might be feeling it other places. It's very steady. I can feel it just starting to lighten up. slow down. Take three very nice, slow, deep breaths. Just open your eyes as you feel ready. Never transmit this energy to anybody who is not stationary, because the impact on people is individual. Some people have gotten very dizzy and ungrounded because of the intensity. You look like you had a very good release there. You look a little dopey.
I feel dopey. My God. Yes, lots of releasing as you saw, but I was yawning through the whole thing.
Yes. We know that's releasing. Yeah. Now, you experienced this, my transmitting energy in the past, and I don't expect you to remember. This is not the same energy.
No, I think this was definitely more powerful. And you know, for me, I felt it a lot in third eye and the head area, but also, like, because this is now how I just experience energies. But I'm so hot, like up and down my back. It's like,
Sweating. Yeah, it's heat.
You know, so much heat and sweating.
Yeah, things are burning off. Yeah.
So yes, bear, and you're right that, you know, I was dopey, and even now I was like, and because I need to talk and function
and drink some water.
If
and
not, I would be doing something else, lying down.
Yes. And so this is not really a time to be talking. This is really a time to be lying down and not thinking and just let the energy continue to integrate. I'm going to set the condition that it continue to just be with you for the next hour when I do the full session. It's 24 hours. And when I do a comprehensive program, it's three sessions over 35 days. It's much more intense. This is just 2 minutes of it, and you can see this is the same energy when I'm working with people privately, and it packs, it's quite potent.
So I was going to say, do we even want to ask, how is everyone doing?
I don't want to take people out of wherever they might be, but if anybody does feel that they have something that they would like to share, I would, I love to hear. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, if I wasn't doing this live show right now, I'd be lying down and just continuing to be in it, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can tell, look at my face. I look like I'm, not quite here.
I hear you. So yes, if anybody does want to share anything, this would be the time to do it, because I think we are at the end of our conversation, and Alara needs to lie down and continue releasing.
Yes.
So, Melissa, do you have anything that you want to share? Or Franny, or? Fine if you don't.
I see Renetta is lying down, and.
Good. Stay with it.
She's doing good.
Stay with the process. Let it continue to work with you. And for those of you who listen to the replay, this energy will be embedded in the replay. And if you want to experience more of it, please grab the special, because once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, this was powerful.
Yeah, it expires Sunday, this coming Sunday. So
yeah, awesome.
And I had fun. I always have fun with you. Thank you.
I always have fun with you, and I'm so glad that you messaged me and said, "Hey, let's do this." Alara, are you sending the info in the email? Yes, I will be sending the special offer info and all that stuff in the email shortly. I am going to take like maybe 10 minutes to lie down, and then I'll...
Please do. Please really, really do this. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll send the email out. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, one of these days, let's have a catch-up call, please. Because we haven't done it in a long time. I want to hear what's going on.
Okay? Melissa, did you want to say something?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to say my knee, the pain in my knee just completely went away.
Awesome.
I hear nothing.
But it felt good.
That was just 2 minutes, babe. 2 minutes. Yep.
Yeah.
Don't you love it?
Love it.
So I wonder what else is possible, Melissa.
Yep. If you feel guided to do my special, you'll get a full session with me and we'll talk beforehand and we can work a little bit more intensely. So
wonderful. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And thank you for letting me know. I love hearing that. And you know, it's, I think it's so empowering and so inspiring to see how quickly we can receive relief.
Yes.
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 So thank you so much for sharing that and being open to it.
Yeah. Yes. I absolutely need to nap now.
Oh, well, yes. Please, you know, please be careful because I know you're in the car. And if you can take a nap somewhere, you know, hopefully you'll, you know, just, you know, do a little and then, you know, go home.
Exactly. Don't drive and nap.
Don't drive.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
I love it.
And Renetta was saying, thank you so very much, Lorraine and Lauren. She's definitely relaxing. I can see her. And Mary's also saying, wow, this is so expansive.
Yes. Yay! Only 2 minutes. I mean, that is what blows me away is, you know, how much we can experience with just a little burst of it. In my group, one of the things that I will say is I only do it for the people in my group. I do a full moon transmission where they can experience about 2 to 3 minutes of this. And then I give them feedback based on their experience in the group. So there's lots of ways to experience this energy, but this particular special is really,
So take advantage of it.
Best one. Yeah, it really is.
Mary says, I'll be in your group very soon.
I'm going to go look. You have to answer 3 questions, Mary, so make sure you do that. Thank you so much, Alara. I've had so much fun playing with you.
Thank you, Renetta.
I love you.
Yes. Thank you. I love you too. And I'm so glad that we did this today. And we will definitely have a chat, you know, soon.
Yes. Yes. You know, there may be some other ways for us to play in the future. You know, I'm always open to that. And I acknowledge you for continuing to do this season after. I know you want to go lie down. I'm going to shut up. Okay. We will talk another time.
I was just, you know, when I sent you that message today on Facebook, I saw that you had sent me a message back in March, and it's like, oh, shoot, I don't know. I don't think I ever responded to that.
You were traveling probably.
I was.
You know, you've been having a lot more fun than I am. So.
I think I was in Rome at the time. I'd come back from India, and then I was in Rome, you know.
Yes, which is wonderful. So I'm glad you saw the message. And you know, there's always divine timing.
Yes.
I really trust that. Renata, you are looking so comfortable, my dear. And that's the way to do it. Just like that. Because when I send the energy, I'm lying in bed too.
Mm.
That's great.
Beautiful.
I love it.
Perfect. Thank
all
you.
All right. Well.
All right, everyone.
Lots of love to you all. And we'll keep talking. Everybody be well. Take care.
Yes. Thank you, everyone. And go back and watch this or listen to this again later when it's up and experience these wonderful, powerful energies. And if you're guided to, take advantage of Lorraine's special offer. It's only available until Sunday.
Yep. Midnight Eastern. Yep.
Yep. And it'll be in the email. And it's also going to be on the live page that you're on right now. So in case you're wondering, there's it'll be there too. But thank you so much. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Thank you.